Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is Monday, October 20th. Hans Carl Hansen, 82 of Richland Center, died Wednesday, October 15th at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held on Tuesday at 10 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Military rites will follow the funeral. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Tuesday from 9 until the time of service at 10. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Okooch Mountain Humane Society, Five Points Lutheran Church, Schmidt Woodland Hills, or the Richland Center Fire Department. Carl Hansen is survived by his wife, Ardith, sister, Irma, and Don Miller of Richland Center, sisters-in-law, Connie and Leonard Fry, and Annette and Don Clark, all of Richland Center, and Nancy Schaffert, four nephews, great-nieces and a great-nephew, special cousins, Diane and Phil Zimmerman of Iowa, and Kenneth Hansen, many other relatives and friends. Hans Carl Hansen, 82 of Richland Center. Delbert Charles Coleman Jr., age 85, died October 9th at New Hampton Nursing and Rehab in Iowa. Funeral services will be held this Tuesday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Dayton Corner Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Tuesday from 1 until the time of service at 2. Delbert Coleman is survived by his sisters, Teresa and Bill Ward of Richland Center, and Alice Kazubowski of New Hampton, Iowa, many nieces and nephews. Delbert Charles Coleman, Jr., age 85. Carl Huth, 83 of Richland Center, died Saturday, October 18th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held on Friday, October 31st from 2 to 5 at the Phoenix Center. A private family burial with military graveside rites will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be directed to St. John's Lutheran Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Carl Huth is survived by his wife of 55 years, Susan. Three children, Jeffrey and Deborah Ferguson, Jennifer and Kevin Carden, and Craig and Laura Huth. Five grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, siblings John and Betty Huth, Mary and John Honer, and Rosie and Ron Steinmetz. Carl Huth, 83, of Richland Center. Jerry J. Staskel, 77, of Boscobel, died Thursday, October 16th at home of natural causes. A memorial service will be held at noon on Saturday, November 1st at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home on Saturday, November 1st from 9 until noon. In lieu of flowers, donations to Boscobel Rescue Squad and the Boscobel Fire Department are appreciated. Jerry Staskel is survived by his brother, James and Kay Staskel, sister, Gloria Biersma, sister-in-law, Deirdre Kazda, brother-in-law, David and Kim Kazda, many nieces, nephews, and friends. Jerry J. Staskel, 77, of Boscobel.